No, I think, again, Enda Kenny has failed to seek the clarification that was required. Let's remember what happened here. Angela Merkel said that there will be no retrospective capitalisation by the ESM of banks across Europe. That means that the €64 billion that we paid into the banks, that we're not going to get it back from Europe, as was suggested after the June summit. Angela Merkel, in her statement with Enda Kenny yesterday, didn't actually roll back on that there. What it was just is a reiteration of the point that was made in June, which was that they're going to examine the situation in Ireland. I think this is another failure of the Irish government. The reason that the contact was made with Angela Merkel was to get her to roll back, to say that there would be retrospection, that the issue of legacy debt was included. None of those words presented themselves in yesterday's statement.
Ireland's often been described as the good guy in the classroom, the best boy in the classroom when it comes to the EU. Do you think this has been a failure, and in fact the government should have been put more pressure?
Well, Sinn Féin have been very consistent in this year. We've said that our debt is unsustainable. We said that we need somebody in Europe to start playing hardball and to call it as it is within the European Union negotiations. We've seen that happen in Greece. We've seen that happen in Spain. And it has worked to a certain degree for those countries. What we have is Enda Kenny, who has been bow-tipping all the time to his European masters. And I think it's resulted in a situation where Ireland now, at this point, a year and a half into his stretch as Taoiseach, hasn't received €1 written off for debt. So we need a bit of, somebody to stand up for Ireland's interest at the heart of Europe. And Sinn Féin, as we said at the weekend, would wish and would welcome and would work with Enda Kenny if he was to take a different approach, which was to see the banking debt written off from the shoulders of the Irish people.